The Chinese government in Beijing has been celebrating 50 years since what it calls the peaceful liberation of Tibet. Television has shown pictures of happy Tibetans talking enthusiastically about the Communist Party. The party has raised the standard of living of many Tibetans, but that has not necessarily won them over. NPR's Rob Gifford visited one of the largest Tibetan Buddhist monasteries in the Chinese province of Qinghai.
Tibet is largely out of bounds to foreign journalists. Qinghai province to the north is as close as you can get. Before the Communist Party redrew the boundaries in the 1950s, much of Qinghai was considered to be part of Tibet, and it's a good place to see the interaction between Tibetans and Chinese.
This is one of the important monasteries belonging to the yellow sect of Tibetan Buddhism.
Kumbu Monastery is gradually becoming part of China's tourist trail, with guides showing groups of Chinese and foreign tourists around. Visitors gawk at the Tibetans prostrating themselves within the cloisters of the golden roof temples. But Kumbu is still a functioning monastery and one of the most sensitive places in Qinghai province. Built in 1560, it's one of the six great centers of Tibetan Buddhism. The current Dalai Lama was born just a few miles down the road. The Chinese government is aware of the battle it faces to win the hearts and minds of the 500 or so Tibetan monks at Kumbum. So, since the 1980s, it's poured investment into renovation of the buildings. An old monk cautiously responds to a reporter's questions. He's 75 years old, he says, with a twinkle in his eye, and he's seen a lot. He says tactfully that he's very pleased the Chinese government is helping them to renovate their temples. But most of what he's seen, he won't talk about. How, after 1949, the communists stripped the monastery of its estates and wealth and dismissed most of its 4,000 monks. Or how it was completely closed in 1958, and its temples and courtyards used as barns for Mao Zedong's communes. Or how, after the uprising in Lhasa in 1959, many monks from Kumbum were imprisoned. Some died in Qinghai's horrific labor camps. And, of course, he has to be careful about the most sensitive topic of all, the Dalai Lama, Tibet's spiritual leader now in exile in India. But some of the younger monks are more willing to talk. Signaling to a reporter to follow him up some stairs, a young monk with a shaved head and a quick step leads the way to a small upper room. There, on a tiny shrine, are pictures of the Dalai Lama. There are also photos of the young boy the Dalai chose to be the Panchen Lama, the second highest in Tibetan Buddhism. The Chinese government rejected the Dalai Lama's choice and picked a different boy as the reincarnation of the Panchen Lama. Asked what he thinks of the Dalai Lama, the monk taps his chest and signals that the exiled spiritual leader is in his heart. He rolls his eyes when asked about the Chinese. His life is difficult, he says, a fine line of compromise, keeping the Dalai Lama within his heart but having to denounce him in public. He treads a line that many monks have trodden before. The compromise eventually proved too much for the former abbot of the monastery, Ajahn Rinpoche. When Beijing demanded he take the boy Panchen Lama selected by the Chinese government into the Kumbum Monastery for training, he says that was a compromise too far. He fled Kumbum and China in 1998 and now lives near San Francisco.
That's against my belief, so I can't do it. You know, before I compromised everything because I think about our tradition and our monastery and everything. So that's last thing. I can't do it because that's against our belief, our religion.
And he's not the only one. A year and a half ago, the Karmapa, the third highest lama in Tibetan Buddhism, fled to India. Though conditions in China now are nothing like the horrific years of the 50s and 60s, the political pressures on the monks are still strong. The monasteries are being renovated, and the standard of living of Tibetans in China is improving. But it seems that the spiritual food the monks also need is still difficult to find in communist China. Rob Gifford, NPR News at Kumbum Monastery in China.